Okay, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Lord Lake's servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. I'm doing this audio on a Saturday night from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. I want to welcome everyone to this broadcast. I'm led by the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead to speak these words. I'm asking, first of all, that Kathy D. read from Ephesians chapter 5, 2 or 3 verses. All right, KD?
Ephesians 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Thank you, KG. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that he is God, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Without faith, you cannot receive forgiveness of sins. Without faith, you cannot be delivered from sin. Without faith, you cannot walk in redemption from sins. Without faith, you cannot be justified from sins. Without faith, you cannot be made righteous from sins. Without faith, you're not going to go anywhere. Without faith, you cannot pray. Your long prayers will not be answered. Without faith, you cannot minister great voices of song and it please God. Without faith, you cannot minister the word of God and it be effective. Without faith, you can do nothing that will be effective in the kingdom of God. Without faith, your sins will never be forgiven. Without faith, you can commit adultery one time or 150, and they will not be forgiven without faith. Get it straight, you Pharisees, scribes, arrogant people in the flesh that think all you have to do is speak the word and not in faith, and you shall be made the righteousness of God. I've said all I want to. I tell you, friends, I hate your evil. I hate your pride. I hate your adultery. I hate your unforgiveness. I hate all of your sins. I hate all of your evil. Now, if you can repent of your wicked pride and let God forgive you and redeem you, I give him glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night. God bless you. Lord Davidson from his office in Plano, Texas.